This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now,
not first and 10. They swing it to Bourne. This is a pass. Bourne! He's got
Be curious, not judgmental.
And the Jets, the most points they have allowed since Marty Lyons' rookie season in 1979.
The Jets!
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
There you go.
How's that?
All right. Man, ain't it going on, trying to survive.
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill, and he's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
It is the Greg Hill Show, but it is Wiggy and the Woman filling in. Oh, here he goes.
Just in the nick of time.
Damn. At the place I live, we have a car retrieval system.
Yeah, okay. That's a valet, Greg. That's what it's called.
Some might call it a valet. However, there appeared to be this morning some sort of overrun on vehicles. So,
featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
Did you get it?
No, I didn't get one.
It's probably just a space on the party trolley.
That's it.
Issue thing.
Yeah.
You got to call Santo out for that one.
Well, Santo!
Wiggy, what's the difference between you and Greg? Interesting choice on the trolley.
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
We might have a security breach.
What is going
on? Oh, my God.
What is?
My microphone's not working.
Oh, my God. Look at where
it's
Look at his badge.
Behind your back.
What is wrong with you?
And behind the glass.
The Ken and Curtis Show.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
From that caller calling
From
it.
That caller yes. asking if your boobs had sagged
yes.
yet.
Yes.
Push-ups, won't that help?
Isn't that your Facebook group, Greg?
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the bears. I'm watching the pass.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Call the lawyers of Team Malone now. Excuse me.
What's going on, everybody?
Happy Monday.
What up, man?
Happy Monday. Happy Patriots Monday in what was once briefly a baseball town. Remember that on Friday, Ken? Remember we lived in a baseball town?
Sadly, I do.
Yeah.
Boy, once they lose, it goes off the cliff quick. People have moved on. Man.
Moved on. What a disaster. I thought that would at least be a competitive game. So much for Curtis's theory that Major League Baseball wanted Boston and Los Angeles in the World Series. That did not age well, Curtis.
Well, you know, 0-2.
Well, Patriots Monday, Bill Belichick will join us in about a half an hour. Should be pretty happy. I noticed there is some footage of Bill enjoying a delicious beer post-game on the field at Gillette to celebrate. So I'm guessing that Bill will be in a good mood when he joins us in just a little bit. And then we'll talk to Boomer Esiason at 8 on this morning show. I am guessing, Wiggy, I guess I probably shouldn't guess, but I am assuming that Not that impressive a win for the Patriots yesterday because of the team that they played, correct?
No, very impressive.
Impressive, okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Good, impressive.
Expectations.
What do you mean?
You want it now or you want it during my lead? It's up to you.
I guess we could wait till we get to your lead.
I mean, it's up to you.
Okay.
But yes.
Okay, you're happy. I
am happy.
Okay.
Yes, and my expectations, I would say, satisfied.
Ooh.
What?
When it comes to your expectations, you are, yes, good word.
What was it?
Satiated.
Okay. You're satiated.
Yep. Satiated.
All right. Wiggy appears to be satiated this morning, which is good news. Courtney, how was your birthday weekend?
Great birthday weekend.
People were very nice.
I was very satiated. Mm-hmm. Very happy. Very happy to be here, though. Another week in the books, and now I'm a 30-year-old woman.
Well, does it feel any different being 30?
No, not at all.
Doesn't feel
ready
for your birthday for next year?
Yeah, I'll 31? Start planning today.
I believe that Spaz has been told not to take his clothes off at any point during the show today, Curtis, correct?
Yes, he got a firm talking to.
By the way, it was late during the show Friday. But were you not amazed by the listener who put together the artist rendition of Spaz coming in here acting as a male stripper on Friday and the speed in which he did it and the skill in which – look at that. It's on the Twitch
feed
right now.
It's so impressive.
Yeah, that's really good.
The people that listen to this show are exponentially more talented than the people on the show.
Yes.
That's a great point. That is a great point. But look at that drawing. If you're watching the show on Twitch – you see the drawing that individual did, and it's extraordinary.
That is Sensei23 on Instagram.
Oh, Sensei.
The same guy who did the Laird Man drawing.
Yeah, the Boss Man Laird.
Yeah, that was good, too.
Yeah. Guy should do one drawing. He should pick one moment on every show and do a drawing by the end of the show. All right. If you would like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937 or... if you prefer to text, you can text on the text line this morning, which is 37937. In addition to Bill at 6:30, we will get to today's leads. Before that, at 6:20, and Wiggy's top five takeaways in 60 seconds from yesterday at 7:20 this morning, and the dumbest of the day coming up most likely at 8:20 or 8:30 on this morning's show. Right now, here is Ken and what is trending.
Mac Jones joins Maloney and Fourier every Patriots Monday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. While you're hanging out watching your favorite teams in Boston sports, check your name at FindMassMoney.com. See if there is money waiting for you. Go to FindMassMoney.com. See if there is money waiting for you. Patriots 54, Jets 13 at Gillette yesterday. Our boy Devin McCourty got it started with a pregame fiery speech.
The path is laid, but you got to show up week in, week out. I don't care what happened yesterday, last week, none of that. Show up today. That's what it's about. One object today to dominate, fellas. Let's go dominate on three. One, two, three.
Dominate.
There we go.
Wow,
there we
good job by Devin not to drop one F-bomb.
I know. But an impressive performance all around. Kendrick Bourne starting it with a 25-yard touchdown pass to Nelson Agholor. How do the Jets not know a trick play is coming? How are you not ready for the Patriots running a trick play?
I mean, they run multiple trick plays throughout games.
I mean, what an awful franchise. I mean, you're coming off a bye week, and you begin the game like that? I mean, they looked like they'd rather be anywhere else in America than on that field.
Yeah.
I mean, the stupid coach is getting his steps in pregame, walking up and down Gillette Stadium.
Well, he did get to attend. He has seven kids, I heard, during the broadcast. Damn. And he got to attend some of their Pop Warner games during the bye week.
So they actually all lost as well.
speaking of Devin McCourty, injury update on him? Is it serious or not?
Yeah, nothing yet.
Okay.
He obviously only got 18 snaps in, so he missed most of the game. Several injuries to be somewhat concerned about, I guess, with guys leaving the game. Obviously, they didn't even have Hightower to start the game. Carl Davis left, Harvey Lange, Jonnu Smith left, Shaq Mason also suffered an injury. But largely, just a glorious day for the Pats. Mac Jones, his first 300-yard passing game, and he talked about the win.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, that's what we want to do, and I think we got a little flavor of if we do everything right throughout the week and practice well and do our job in the game, it kind of translates over, and you just play together as a unit, as an offense, and then special teams played well, really good, and the defense played great. So it's all three phases, and that's what happens when you can do that. And, I mean, we're not satisfied We got plenty of games left, and we're excited. We finally kind of saw a little bit of a result that was good, and we just got to stick to the formula and stick to the process.
Wow, 300 yards. Sounds like the kind of thing that can win you a football game.
Well, mm-hmm. from a quarterback. Yeah, I mean, it did win you one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, and thank you, Jets.
Oh, and here we go again.
No, I just said thank you, Jets.
Thank you, Jets. Okay.
I thought no it wasn't about. I thought you were satisfied. I thought it wasn't
I'm
about
satisfied.
The
no, he was satiated. Get it right.
No credit, of course, at all to the quarterback or the offense or the New England football team.
No, you give them credit.
Courtney was part of the home field advantage that
yes,
he provided.
Yes, I was there in attendance.
Yes, they get credit for yesterday's game.
Okay. All right.
Patriots are 3-4. It's on to the L.A. Chargers. 4:05 Eastern kickoff on Halloween at SoFi Stadium. Chargers are 4-2. They are also coming off a bye.
I want to be satiated next week. Mm. Okay. Rarely satiated.
All right.
Okay. Interesting day in the NFL. Titans blew out the Chiefs. Kansas City also 3-4, Greg. Big surprise there.
Yeah.
Dolphins lost again. They are 1-6. Bengals with a statement win over Baltimore. Tom Brady wins again and passes 600 regular season touchdowns as they blow out Chicago 38-3.
Tom Brady is 14-1 in his last 15 games with 43 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and 1 Super Bowl victory.
I mean, you might as well just, at this point, you got to bow. All right, you just got to, when he walks in the room, just get to your knees.
Yeah, oh, yeah absolutely.
You got to,
yeah.
I mean, I've been fighting it for a long time. But now it's like when he walks in, just, you know what, get to your knees.
Looks a little weird, though. Like, what is going on with his facial expressions or his general facial makeup, Ken?
Not to mention, he probably robbed that guy who had the 600 touchdown ball. Did he pay him anything?
Probably robbed.
I wouldn't have gave that ball back.
He gave a hat, though, to a nice fan. That was really nice during the game.
Well, that's nice. But, God, what's that ball worth?
Yeah, I ain't giving that thing back.
Did he give that guy anything?
I don't know. You better give me something. I ain't getting that thing back.
Boston sports trifecta yesterday. The Celtics and the Bruins won, and the Revs tied, and they've clinched sole possession. Actually, forget about it. They clinched the Supporters' Shield, the best regular season record in MLS. But the Bruins 3-1 now. They hung on for a 4-3 win.
Bounce back by the Celtics. Garden.
Celtics nice last night. First win for Ime Udoka. He got a water dousing from the team. Jason Tatum 31. Dennis Schroeder 18 points, 5-5. And Al Horford looked pretty good, too. Jaylen Brown missed the game. Celtics back at it tonight against Charlotte. And the Red Sox have that season-ending press conference today, Greg, so you can tune in for that at 1.
John Henry, going to be a part of it?
I don't know about that.
Oh, he was on the field after the divisional series, very happy to speak to the media when they won.
World Series starts tomorrow, Braves and Astros in Houston. Sad news, also over the weekend, former WEI host Bob Neumeier passing away at the age of 70. Neumuth, a Weymouth native, worked for WBZ-TV for 20 years. Greg, did you overlap with Neumi at all?
I did, yeah, great guy. And what happened?
Congestive heart failure, I believe.
He had been in hospice for 8 weeks. He told his wife he didn't want to make a big deal of it. He said, when I pass, you can tell everyone. And my all-time favorite midday show was Dale and Neumi. Those 3 years, no joking, it was the best midday show I think we've ever had, outside of Gresham Keefe.
Of course, yeah. What years was that, Curtis, that show was on?
Ooh, I believe it was like 2002 to 2005, somewhere in the, it definitely was during the Red Sox World Series win. I mean, it was during the heyday of the Sox winning and the Patriots winning 3 out of 4. It was a excellent, smart sports radio show.
Well, that's sad news.
The lead's coming up. Bill Belichick at 6:30 on the Greg Hill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning show.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
That is Billy Corrigan and the Smashing Pumpkins, if I am not mistaken, Ken.
Nice job. Starting off Halloween week with Smashing Pumpkins.
Well, aren't you supposed to use fake pumpkins or something because of the rat infestation problem that we have in this region?
Yep, in the city.
Okay, all right. No, we got to have fake pumpkins, no real pumpkins for Halloween.
What, aren't fake pumpkins made of plastic? Isn't that what's ending the world?
Yes, that could be an issue, but you got to pick your poison, Curtis.
Literally.
The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. October is Subaru Loves Pets Month. Find out how you can help return the love that pets give to us this month. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com to get details.
Little study in contrast from my lead this morning, Greg. On one side, you've got Mac Jones. 300-yard passing day yesterday, 2 touchdowns, a passer rating of 111.7. He's got 9 passing touchdowns on the year. That's more than Cam Newton had all of last year. On the other side...
We don't say his name.
On the other side, Wiggs.
Yep.
We have Justin Fields.
Oh! Oh, it's Wiggy's guy.
Oh, yeah.
22 of 32, 184 yards.
Yep.
3 interceptions.
Yep.
2 lost fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
He has now been sacked a league-leading 22 times.
It's that offensive line. Oh, well, wait a second. That we can't talk about their offensive line. That don't count. We can only talk about Mac's offensive line, but go ahead.
That's it. That's my lead.
That's your lead.
Oh.
I mean, it's you praised this guy. You said Fields was the guy.
I said,
you won't give Mac an ounce of any respect or dignity.
You're twisting it. I said Fields, I would have rather Fields over Jones, but I also said that organization he plays for, the Chicago Bears, is pathetic. No matter who the quarterback is there, if you put them in that system with that coach, they are going to struggle, especially if they're a young quarterback. Hmm. And the fact that you got to go to that to try to make your argument?
Well, I mean, but when it comes to Bill the GM,
yeah,
did he pick the right guy? When you look at the quarterbacks that were available,
I think whoever he picks is going to be successful.
Okay.
You don't think
whoever... You think Fields would have had the numbers Mac had yesterday?
Right? I think Fields, yeah. I think Fields' numbers would have been...
Get out of here.
I think they would. How can you make that determination?
I can make that determination when I see him attempting to force the... He's in the middle of being sacked, attempting to force the ball down the field, and it ends up in the hands of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers cornerback.
But
how I can make that.
You don't get sacked 22 times by accident.
You don't put any of that on the coaching?
Some of it's on the coaching. I mean, now we're back to the debate about whether it was Bill or Tom. I mean, I'm sorry. I think Mac Jones... is an excellent quarterback.
To help out Wiggy slightly here, though, name me the great Chicago Bears quarterback. I'll wait.
Jim McMahon.
So in the 80s, they don't have a quarterback who's ever thrown for 4,000 yards. Like, it's the worst. It's where quarterbacks go to die.
And then they draft a quarterback in the top 10 of the draft a couple years ago by the name of Mitchell Trubisky that Matt Nagy ran up out of there because he couldn't get him right.
Top 3, I think he went like second.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't sure where he was. So the fact that you're not going to give any credit to the organization and to the coaching, and then you're going to look at another guy and go, well, he sucks because he sucks. Okay. And it has nothing to do with the coaching.
What happened to Cam Newton with the coaching that was available to him last season?
Mm-hmm. He struggled.
Okay.
He struggled.
All right. Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Wiggy sent this on Friday, and it made my weekend. This is Martellus Bennett on the McCourty's podcast talking about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Bro, we lost 2 games. One of them was because Jimmy Garoppolo was being a bitch and tried to quit before us on the last, decided not to play right before the game. So we went out there. Jacoby came out and played with a up thumb and played his heart out. But Jimmy was just being a bitch about it all, and he's still being it. Like, that's why you can't win with a bitch for a quarterback.
Those are fighting words.
Those are fighting words, but the biggest story from that was not what Martellus Bennett said about Jimmy G. It is what the McCourtys didn't say.
Yeah.
The McCourtys are as honest, straightforward, I think, guys of integrity, and they didn't stop him for a second.
Nope.
That's how the team felt. Mm. So every morning, Bill Belichick should get on his knees and thank God that Robert Kraft forced him to trade Jimmy G, because that would have been the biggest mistake in sports history.
Great point.
I told you the streets were talking.
Yeah, streets were talking.
Oh, you did say that back then.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Courtney, hello.
Hello, good morning. While it was a beautiful, kind of chilly day at Gillette yesterday and the Pats got a win, halftime was also spectacular. They honored Richard Seymour. I know Wiggy was there in the morning, or was it the day before?
The day before,
the day before, where they had the ceremony, but they did another thing during halftime. And the cheerleader in me just wants to draw some attention to the other person that was honored, Tracy Sormonti, who was the cheerleading coach there, 32 years being the cheerleading coach. She's the third person selected by the Kraft family to be enshrined as a contributor, and she is the first female in the Patriots Hall of Fame. Mm. So a really nice day yesterday. We saw a lot of former Patriots cheerleaders there. It was emotional. I mean, I didn't know her. I just knew her from seeing her on the sidelines. And I was tearing up during it with Kraft talking about her. So a really great day all in all. But I just wanted to give a little note to that because we didn't talk about it beforehand.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so yesterday's game, and I said this on the award-winning NFL Sunday show that we do every Sunday, myself, Foyer, Rich Keefe, and Gresh, that my expectations for this game, the Jets game, was for the Patriots to go out there and dominate. Mm-hmm. You have to start to show me that after you went blow for blow with the Cowboys, you got to show me when you play these Scrabini teams, the Texans, the Jets, Jacksonville, Miami again, you got to be able to go out there and dominate those teams. Mm. Now, I look at it and I'm going to go, okay, that's what I expected you to do to the Jets. The Jets, they're not very good, but I expect you to beat them off. If Curtis and I fight, the expectation should be I whoop on Curtis, right?
That would be the expectation.
That would be the, and if I
put my money on that.
And if I don't, you then have to question me, right?
So this is why you are satiated.
This is why I am satiated for what they did yesterday.
Okay, thank you, Wiggy. Wiggy is satiated this morning. Thank you, Wiggy.
Somehow I got beat up.
As you can imagine, one of my favorite things is when the worlds of food and sports collide. And so I was very excited over the weekend to learn that the police and fire departments in Waltham received several orders of pizza delivered to them on behalf of Kyle from Waltham. Schwarbs, who ordered pizza to be delivered to the Waltham PD and Waltham Fire Department on Friday night. This is Israel Torres of the Waltham Fire Department.
The fact that we more or less adopted him and he adopted us back has been fantastic.
What a guy.
Yeah, that's
I mean, can we celebrate this guy?
Yes,
Can we sign this guy to some kind of a lifetime deal here with the Boston Red Sox immediately?
Too bad you couldn't get a hit in game 4, 5, or 6.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, his bat went silent, just a touch silent. I think it was a hamstring thing, but sign the guy up.
But still, it's always a conversation. How do we make MLB players more relatable, more likable? This is a guy that's both, and I think Boston has opened their arms to him, and that's a guy we want here forever. Yes.
And I checked, confirmed, no pineapple on any of the pizza. So we know he's a lunch pail kind of guy. All right. We will talk with Bill Belichick on a Patriots Monday in a town that was most recently a baseball town on Friday, coming up next.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Beam me up, Scotty.
On WEEI.
Jones is on a vacation far away.
Awaiting the arrival of Bill Belichick, who maybe stayed up a little late last night celebrating a win. Who knows? But he will join us soon enough, I am sure.
You have to respect his disdain for the Jets. Like, that is just, you can relate to, that is the most relatable Bill Belichick ever is. Taking on a team that treated him poorly and just rubbing their face in it.
Hmm. Well, I don't know if Bill would acknowledge running that score up or not. I mean, do we have to worry about that in this day and age when it comes to the NFL? Are you still allowed to score as many points as you want to score on an opponent?
I don't think this Pop Warner way you can't do, you know, you can only run specific plays. When you get up a certain lead, you can't score touchdowns.
It's okay. Still, in this day and age, it's still okay.
You can get away with it.
It's okay to score a lot of points against your opponent. So, Bill will join us momentarily, and then Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 on today's show. Tomorrow, it is a Ty Tuesday with Ty Law at 8:30, and then Thursday, it is a Bruins Thursday on this show with Mike Milbury. But right now, Bill Belichick is brought to you by the Massachusetts General Cancer Center. Every day amazing. Also brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in the sexual health of men. You can learn more when you visit northeastmenshealth.com. Bill is also brought to you by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Bill Belichick, how are you?
Doing well. Doing well. How's it going?
We're doing good. We actually saw a grainy Bigfoot-like photo of you enjoying what appears to be a Budweiser post-game. Is the King of Beers your go-to after a win?
No, not really. I was just was on the menu.
I mean, what would be your if you could only order one beer? What would be your choice, Bill?
Yeah, whatever it's called.
Good answer. That's a good answer.
Yeah, that is a good answer. Well, Bill, you seem it looks like from the outside that you're enjoying coaching this team. What makes this group unique?
I really have a lot of respect for these guys. They come to work every day. We've improved again every day, really, really every week. Certainly far from perfect or far from where we need to be, but we're heading in the right direction. Again, I have a lot of respect. These guys have had a couple, weeks where it's been, tough, but they've showed a lot of mental toughness and resiliency to keep showing up and working hard and getting better. And that's, that's what we really want as a coach, is to see your team work hard and improve, and they've done that.
Bill, every week you try to get better. The last time you played the Jets, you allowed a lot of rushing yards. This week, you allow very few rushing yards. I think you held them to like 33 yards in the first half. What adjustments did you make this time against the Jets in the run game?
I think, really it was a, good job by the, by the front. Certainly DeMarcus, Ross, Steve did a good job on the front there. Game plan and the players, executed it well. We gave up, the reverse. That was obviously the longest run, but you're right. They ran the ball for 150 yards in the first game and were able to kind of control the game in the running game and, get some yards when they needed them. We were better. And then, of course, the score helped us in this game, too, where they kind of got away from the running game. But, up front, our linebackers, defensive line, you can't really single one guy out because run defense is, as you know, Wiggy, it's everybody doing their job. It's taking care of all the gaps, and one guy can't stop the running game. But good team defense is really what you need, and that's what we got from all those players.
Bill, when it comes to your running backs, a lot of headlines about them going into yesterday's game were about the fumble issues that they were having. They have 5 touchdowns yesterday. How impressed were you and how they came out to play?
Yeah, they did a great job. All our backs this year have been productive, and everybody's been working really hard on the ball security. Everybody, player on the team, and so that was good to see us go through a game, not turn the ball over. That's always a good start on the path to winning. And so, it's just you got to give those guys credit for working hard at it. The Jets are a very good takeaway team. They do a good job of punching and stripping the ball out. One of the better teams we play that does that consistently. And they did it yesterday, too. But, our guys did a good job of hanging on to the ball and still breaking tackles and running well. I think that's really the key, is not to just give up and not make yardage, but to be able to run aggressively with the ball and continue to make yards and take care of it. So that was good.
Bill, almost halfway through his rookie season, what has Mac Jones shown you so far as the quarterback of this team?
Well, I said about the whole team, it's really true for Mac as well. He's continued to get better every week and learn from practice experiences and game experiences. And, you know, we'll just keep going. There's a lot to see in this league. You get a lot of different looks. There's a lot of great players, great coaches that really challenge us every week. And it's always a little bit different. And it'll certainly be, you know, a challenge this week with, you know, the Chargers and, you know, Coach Staley. But we'll have to just, you know, continue to put in our preparation, our work. And, you know, Cam does that very well. And I think that's why he's continued to improve.
Bill, when you look at your the offense getting into the red zone, you guys did a really good job, 6-6 in the red zone. What does Josh McDaniels allow you to do?
Well, Josh, you know, Josh does a great job in designing game plans and calling the game. He's got a great feel for the game and you know, kind of when to call the, you know, the plays and to keep the defense off balance. And you know, he's an excellent, you know, as I said, game planner, coach, play caller. But, you know, a lot of that really comes down to execution. And, you know, you can have the greatest play in the world and excel at all you want, but it comes down to the players executing and performing well and doing their job and playing with good fundamentals. And so we had a good amount of that yesterday. It's, again, something that we've been trying to build on every week. And you know, hopefully we'll be able to, you know, continue each week to work on those things and, you know, and see improvement. So that's the red area, though, has been, you know, a tough spot for us. You know, in the early part of the year, we missed opportunities down there. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to turn some of those opportunities into touchdowns instead of field goals.
When you come off a win like that, now you head into a week where you take on a tough Chargers team on the West Coast. When you guys have to travel that far, does it change your preparation at all or your game plan leading up to? Do you leave early? Do you have any plans for that?
Yeah, we'll pretty much be on our normal, you know, West Coast schedule there. And it's, you know, it usually comes up, you know, once a year or once every other year. So, you know, we did it last year. Sure it'd be similar to that.
Bill, one of the things that, you know, I was at the Seymour induction, and one of the things that you talked about was that he was a special player. And sometimes you show film to the players about what guys in the past have done. What made Seymour such a dominant defensive lineman throughout his playing career?
Well, you know, when Richard was with us, he was one of those players that really could do everything. He was a very, very stout run defender. He was quick and was effective on stunts. He was a very good power rusher with his length and lower body explosion. And he had good quickness, again, to stunt, to get inside, to get the edge on the tackles and guards that he went up against. And his length was, you know, big part of that as well. So he really was a, you know, complete player that could really do pretty much whatever you wanted him to do. You know, as you know, played nose there his rookie year in 01. It wasn't really his natural position, but he was effective in there and then, you know, moved outside, you know, in the later years until third down. He still played inside some on third down, but once we got Ted and Keith and then Vince, then we could play him at his more natural position, you know, with Tiny and those guys out there. So, but he was, you know, very versatile. And, of course, with that came intelligence and I'd say his work ethic to perfect the techniques that he played, whatever they were, run, pass, three technique, five technique, two technique, you know, nose as a rookie. Richard worked really hard to become a good fundamental and technique player at whatever spot it was. And as you know, good fundamentals are the key to every good play and every, you know, every player's assignment. So without good fundamentals, it's usually not going to work out very well.
That begs the obvious question, Bill. Do you ever show film of Wiggy to these guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, catching a ball in the snow, making tough catches, protecting the ball, good situational football. Yeah, that's a lot. He's in a lot of those plays in 01 with, you know, David Patton and Troy Brown and of course, Seymour's play and on the short yardage play against Oakland, which set up the punt, then Troy's punt return, then Vinatieri's kick. I mean, you know, the kick was, you know, one of the greatest plays I've ever seen, but that wouldn't have been possible without, you know, Wiggy's 10 catches and Seymour's and Brewski's stop on third and one and Troy Brown's punt return and so forth. So, you know, you remember the big plays, but then you also think about some of the plays that came before that, you know, Vinatieri's kick in the Super Bowl and you know, Wiggy's return route there on, got 7 yards to, you know, to make the kick just, you know, a little more makeable. So you bet. Yeah. We show all those guys. They're all important.
Bill, yesterday you beat the
Jets.
You
might try to get me to say something bad about Wiggy, but I'm just not going to do it. No.
Bill, I just want to know, is there any film of him talking incessantly to you on the sideline while you're trying to coach? That's what I really wanted to know.
Well, one of the better films we have, Wiggy, is playing basketball at East Boston. And he certainly wasn't afraid to shoot, I'll say that. But he had pretty good touch. He's a pretty good basketball player, too.
Bill,
I wouldn't want to go one-on-one with him.
I appreciate that.
Bill, yesterday, obviously, 54-13 win over the Jets. Knowing your history there, how things ended, they are now on their 7th head coach since you left in 2000. You've won 6 Super Bowls here. How does how things ended with the Jets still fuel you, if at all, today as the coach of the Patriots?
Yeah, I mean, that's so far in the past. I don't really think about that, really. I just am trying to think about what I can do to help our team perform better and do a good job for the Patriots. So that's all in the rearview mirror. It's really just for me looking ahead and trying to do a good job with this team, which, you know, I need to do a better job, so I'll just focus on that.
When it comes to Matt Judon, he's just so impressive on the field. But even after, I feel like every time I watch him in a press conference or talking to media, he's always upbeat. He's always very truthful, it feels like. How important is it to have a guy that's so great on the field, but also kind of this light in the locker room?
Yeah, you're right. Juice got a good he's got a good balance of all those things, you know, serious and tough and, you know, all football on the field, but, you know, has a, you know, has an ability to loosen things up a little bit, but at the right time and in the right way, you know, off the field, it's always appropriate and I would say well-received. You know, he gets along well with everybody, all his teammates, offense, defense, the linemen, the skill guys, you know, all the coaches. So it's really a pleasure to work with him. And, you know, he's very dedicated to, you know, playing well, doing his job and, you know, and helping the team in any way he can, whether that's on defense or in a kicking game. And, you know, so I'm really glad we have him. And, you know, he's really been a good, great addition to this team, this organization.
All right, Bill, thanks for joining us this morning. Before you go, just I'll give you a quick chance to just correct the record because I'm getting text messages and calls and everything. Earlier, you referred to when we were talking about the quarterback, you said Cam. Wiggy got all excited because he thought
sorry.
Cam Newton was coming back.
Mac, sorry.
All right, I don't want Mac to be
a little
worried.
Early in the morning for him. I'll take that one. Give me an error on that one.
I'm just worried, like, if Mac is driving into work or something, I don't want him to be. I don't want him to be worried or anything. So,
apologize for that misspoken word.
It happens to me all the time, Bill. I think it's an age thing. All right, hey,
yeah, I think
it's
so too.
All right, great talking to you. We'll talk to you again on Monday. All right.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. There's Bill Belichick on a Patriots Monday. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.